Mexico City's 9 million residents have been without running water for more than a week. Water trucks have crisscrossed the metropolis trying to satisfy needs by filling water tanks, tubs, and buckets. The city shut the system down for critical maintenance, but as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the plumbing failed.
It's been a long and anxious week for many in Mexico City. Water officials originally said the so-called Great Water Cutoff would last just a few days. But it's been more than a week now. The latest announcement put off full restoration until this weekend. Jose Luis Bautista Ibarra opens the lid on the giant cistern under the parking garage of the seven-story apartment building he manages in Mexico City's Condesa neighborhood. It's one of the areas that has had no water coming through the pipes for more than a week.
Si un día se bañan, un día no. No lavan trastes, tuvieron que comprar este.
Everyone is taking a shower one day, then they won't the next. They aren't washing their dishes either. We're just using disposable plates and stuff, he says. In Mexico City, many buildings, home, and businesses have underground or rooftop storage tanks and had plenty of notice to store up on water. And to help cut down on water usage, officials canceled classes for 3 days last week. But as classes resumed this week, some parents weren't too thrilled about sending their kids back to school while the water was still off.
Pues es preocupante porque sí se para las necesidades básicas.
Outside the Montes de Oca Elementary School near downtown, parents like Carlos Ball says he's worried about students' basic necessities being met. 11-year-old Santiago Maceda Mojica was more direct. The sixth grader says the teachers told us everything would be fine as long as we didn't go to the bathroom too much. City officials say major facilities, including schools and hospitals, are getting daily trucked-in water deliveries, as well as spots in hundreds of neighborhoods throughout the city. In the Santa Maria La Ribera neighborhood, residents drag out buckets, water bottles, even large trash cans to fill up at one of the roving water trucks. Chantel Pichardo and her 9-year-old daughter Odalise live in the poor area where homes don't have cisterns or storage tanks. She says she's used to not having water every day.
Ahora sí, les tocó a todos parejo.
Now everyone else in the city knows how the rest of us feel, she says. Officials say the repairs were necessary to ensure a more reliable water supply. Among the repairs needed was installation of a special 185-ton pipe to establish a permanent backup supply line. Unfortunately, things didn't go as planned and the pipe failed. In the end, crews restored the original piping, but officials insist the $26 million maintenance work was worth it. The National Water Commission did not return multiple calls from NPR for comment.
This is an unsustainable system.
Elena Burns is a water rights advocate. She says the whole shutoff has been a debacle.
That exposes the weaknesses of a system that has no citizen oversight, no citizen participation.
Burns says the commission is corrupt, mismanaged, and costing citizens too much money. Resident Chantel Pichardo didn't know about the faulty repairs. She was just glad to have filled up from the city's traveling water truck.
Ay, pues ya más tranquila. Porque ya, por lo menos. Volví a llenar mi tambo, pero.
She says she's relieved and just hopes this water will last through to the weekend, when officials say for sure this time the water will be back on full board. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.